Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I'll follow, though I'm worn. May this journey bring a blessing.
Welcome to the Eagles in Flight Hour. I'm Apostle Marcus Dupree. We thank God, Prophet Selena Dupree, and we thank God for each and every one that's on tonight. We come forth tonight ready to enter into His presence, enter His courts with praise, and let's go forth into a word of prayer. Father, we thank You. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we give You praise, give You all honor and glory. Thank You, Lord God, for this opportunity that You've given us tonight to be in Your presence, Lord God. Thank You for Your word. Thank You for our hearts as You are preparing us to hear and to receive what thus saith the Lord. And we thank You right now for this time that we have right now in Jesus' name. Lord God, do as You desire to do tonight, Lord God, as we open our hearts and as we allow You to minister to us. So open, as we open our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. We thank You for the change, for the opportunity that You've given to us. Lead us and guide us in all truth, Lord God. And we thank You right now as we adhere to Your presence, Lord God. Hear Your word. Thank You, Lord God, for giving us direction in Jesus' name, that we shall go forth and do what You've called us to do. And we thank You right now in the name of Jesus for this purpose and plan that You have laid out for us, that we shall go forth and do all that You've called us to do. Thank You for Your word in this hour. Minister to our hearts, oh God, as we are open to receive tonight. We thank You for each and every one that's here on this line, that's here as a part of purpose and a part of Your purpose, Your part of Your plan and design, Lord God. We thank You for it right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Do what You desire to do, and we stand ready tonight. We stand open tonight. We stand with our hearts ready to receive tonight in Jesus' name. So, Lord God, do what You desire to do, Lord, as we continue to allow You to minister to our hearts, build us up, strengthen us in Jesus' name. And we thank You, Lord God, for Your purpose and Your plan tonight as You come forth, as we go forth tonight in the spirit of love. And we thank You for Your compassion. The joy of the Lord is truly our strength. And we thank You, Lord God, for Your strength, You strengthening us for this time, this very hour, Lord, that we're in right now, Lord God. We thank You for the work that You're doing as You put our hands to, as we put our hands to the plow. We dare not look back, Lord God. We truly embrace, Lord God, what You have placed before us, Lord, and go forth in with passion and desire in Jesus' name. Let us truly, Lord God, be an example in faith, oh God. Let us be an example in love. Let us be an example even in peace, oh God, as we go forth and distribute Your love in this earth, oh God, making truly an impact, oh God, that need to be made in Jesus' name, Lord God. Let us touch the hearts of those who desire to be touched, Lord God, who want to be touched. Lord, we thank You, Lord God, for Your hand, and Lord, even as You move in purpose and destiny, thank You for using us to Your glory, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name. So, Lord God, we choose not this time to hold back, but we choose to embrace Your presence, Lord God, and we thank You for the time that we have right now, Lord God, that we should go forth and embrace You and do as You call us to do, Lord God. You call us to be an example in the earth, and we thank You for the impact to be made. And thank in Jesus' name, thank You, Lord God, for the hearts that's being prepared, oh God, before You. In Jesus' name, do what You desire to do, Lord God. Truly allow us to experience Your presence tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We stir up the waters, we stir up the flame, we stir up the life inside of us, oh God. Thank You for letting the stirring, Lord God, that the stirring Lord, go forth in Jesus' name. Let the stir of the Lord break forth in Jesus' name. So we thank You for it right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank You for Your hand, Your touch, Lord God. Destroy every yoke of bondage right now in Jesus' name. As we thank You, as we embrace Your presence tonight, Lord, do what You desire to do, Lord God, as we stand ready, we stand humble, Lord God, in Jesus' name, ready for You to make the impact that needs to be made in us and through us in Jesus' name. So, Lord God, do what You desire to do. We stand ready tonight. We stand with our hearts open and focused, oh God, on You. Let us, Lord God, be an example to You, Lord God, be an example for You, Lord God, and we thank You, Lord God, for Your hand, Lord God, moving, leading us in the way of truth in Jesus' name. So, Lord God, thank You for this opportunity that we have tonight. So, Father, thank You, Lord God, as we bless Your name, Lord God. We stand ready, Lord God, to do what You have us to do in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Show forth Your glory. Show forth Your praise, oh God, as we enter into Your presence right now, that Your will shall be done In Jesus' mighty name, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for your impact, Lord God, tonight. Thank you for the heart, so as you prepare us, you divinely called us for such a time as this, Lord God, as we come to your to the beckoning call of your presence, Lord God. We thank you for the impact to be made in Jesus' name. So, Lord God, thank you right now, tonight, as we come ready, as we come in the spirit of expectation. We're expecting a move from you tonight, Lord God, and we thank you in advance for the movement that you're doing in us and through us in Jesus' name. So, Lord God, we bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, do as thy will. Lord God, do whatever it is that you desire to do, Lord, that we're so careful to give you all the honor and all the praise for it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for demonstration of your love, your peace, and your joy as we move now in the presence of the Lord, in the Holy Ghost. Lord God, do what you desire to do, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. Jesus, increase that I decrease now, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Submit myself to your presence, Lord God, that you do exactly what you desire to do right now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome all here tonight. Amen. As we get ready to get into the Word of God and as we go forth, last week, amen, we talked on breaking the cycle. Cycles of defeat, overcoming defeat and failure. Amen. That's what we started on last week. And amen. Tonight we'll be going to part two. And we will be talking about, amen, once again, breaking, as we go forth tonight, once again, we'll do part two, breaking the cycles of defeat. And we'll be talking about the power to move forward, the power to move forward. Amen. Because sometimes when we are in those situations, it's hard for us to go forward. It's hard for us to see forward. It's hard for us to move. Amen. So we're going to get ready to get into the Word as we get ready to go forth. And once again, we're going to ask you to turn, well, not once again, we're going to ask you to turn with us to John 5, verse 1 through 15. And we're talking about the power to move forward. Amen. The power to move forward. The power to move forward. All right. Amen. Breaking the cycles of defeat. God never intended for us to fail. He never intended for us to be defeated. He never intended for us not to be prosperous or, you know, achieving whatever is in place before us to do. He's always desired for us to be successful. Success has always been part of God's plan for our life. Amen. And we're going to start at John chapter 5, starting at verse 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down in a certain time, a certain season, into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? He answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another step down before me. Jesus said unto him, Arise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. And the Jews therefore said unto him, that was cured. It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. And he answered them, He that made me whole, he that made me whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, What man is that which saith unto thee, Take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed was not who it was. For Jesus had conveyed himself away, and a multitude being in that place. Afterward Jesus found him in the temple and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. All right. Okay, we're stopping right there. Okay, amen. As we begin this tonight, amen, just looking at the scene, as we see this man is in a condition. He's in a state. He's been in a place. He's in a cycle. It's been the same thing over and over and over again for a long period of time. As we go back to our notes from last week, amen, as we see a cycle, a set of events or actions that happen again and again in the same order, a repeating series of events or actions, a set of regular in repeating actions that are done by a machine as part of a longer process or a bite. Okay, then we also talk about an interval of time during which a sequence of reoccurring succession of events or phenomenon is completed. A year cycle of growth or development. Okay, a course of serious events or operations that reoccur regularly and usually lead back to the starting point. Amen. So, as we see this man, we see him in this situation to where every time there would be a moving of the water, and the angel would come down and move the water. He's so stuck in his condition that he finds himself right back where he started. Every single time there's an opportunity for change, he will find himself back in the same place. Amen. And so if we look and see, we can see how this cycle can take place even in our life, to where if there's some things that opportunities that may come our way, and for some reason the enemy, He can tell when a certain season is coming back around or certain things about to happen in our life, that he can tell when God started blessing. What he will try and do for some, he will try to trip them up with the same thing over and over. He'll cause them to get revved up, distracted, while the opportunity passes them by, to miss their moment. Sometimes he'll cause some things to happen for them to forfeit their moment. They'll give up just when the blessing is coming around, and they'll miss it every single time. There's times to where I've seen where certain things have happened in my life to where just when some great things were to happen, for some reason, if I'm not on my P's and Q's, they come in And if you don't catch him, the Bible tells us about being ignorant of the devil's devices. We can't be ignorant of the devil's devices because he'll use the same things over and over again as long as they work, and tripping us up over the same old thing. And we wonder why some cycles we get stuck in and we miss opportunities to come out. We miss opportunities to go forward. We miss opportunities of advancement because the enemy will try to, he will do the same thing over and over again. If he can trip us right there and then, he will do that in order for us to miss that moment, to miss the opportunity. And the thing is, whatever the enemy uses is not something that we just, don't have a desire for. He always uses something that we have a connection to. He uses people that we have a connection to. He uses somehow, some way, they will have some kind of connection to us to get our attention. Or certain things that happen to, he know that it'll get your heart or pull on your heart at the wrong time. And sometimes he'll do that just when he was about to cause you, like for instance, we've seen before where, in different movies, we've seen where the star or whoever the hero is fighting and doing well, doing really good. And all of a sudden, the enemy finds out that there's a certain person that's close to the heart. And just when the person is about to finish the enemy off, finish the battle, he's whipping them, doing everything, and all of a sudden, there comes the enemy, hey, holding someone hostage that's close to the person's heart, makes them stop, halts them. It causes them to drop their weapon, surrender, because they know this person is dead to their heart. So sometimes the enemy will do certain things at a certain time in our life that will cause us to be halted. It'll cause us to fall away, cause us to stop, cause us to hold in progress. Whatever it takes to stop us, the enemy will not hesitate on you doing it. And this also, too, why we have to be careful when we allow our hearts to be attached to and things that we attach ourselves to. Because sometimes the enemy will try to play with, for instance, he will use someone's job and threaten them. He would say, well, somehow he would use the situation to where he would use someone's job for in fear of not losing the job to cause them to stop doing the thing. For instance, for example, the Lord wants you to witness to someone. Well, just when you start witnessing to people, start to win souls in the job, all of a sudden there comes a new rule that you cannot mix religion in the work. Now, it's okay for them to cuss out loud. It's okay for them to tell dirty jokes all day long. They can laugh with it, but the minute you start talking about Jesus, now people want to talk about changing the rules. Now they want to shut things down. If anyone needs have a desire to call in, have a request, a question, or comments, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. And so what happens is the enemy try to find some way to silence you. And what happens with me, when he began to silence you, he began to put a muzzle in you and he began to hold you down. And after a while, it'll kill, if we're not careful, it can kill the drive that we have to witness. It can kill the drive that we have to thrive. The enemy does whatever he can do to stop us, to hinder us, to cause us to be halted. Amen. Let's go back to the word. Amen. So these cycles of defeat, if we're not careful, they can begin to formulate and come at us. He'll have different ideas, different tricks, different schemes to come at us all kinds of ways. Just so he can, whichever way to get close to us and to stop us, to hinder us, whatever which way. Because, like I said before last week, he's afraid. He really is more afraid of you than you are him. Because he knows if you really come into that place and understand your potential, there'll be some great things that can happen that he can't even stop. That he don't even know what to do with. And so while we actually end up allowing ourselves to be caught up in getting careful, miss opportunities, that God has set for us to cause us to advance and to be set free to go forward. Amen. So, also, let's look at, this go back to verse 2. Now, he's been in this position, this condition for 38 years. That's a long time. And this is sad to say that when someone, a lot of people are in a position or condition that long, they become settled. They accept it. The enemy, this is why, too, the enemy wants us to accept the condition. He wants us to accept that position. The Bible says that we are above only and not beneath. What is the enemy used to being in the place that God called you to be? The enemy wants you to get used to being beneath, not above. God needs us to be above only. No, in other words, no other way. He wants his people to be above only and not beneath. You would never be above. You will always be beneath. And that's not the declaration that God has called for. That's not what God is calling us to. When we look at the cycle that he wants, the cycle has happened. He did not call us to be the cycle of defeat. He called us to be victorious. So he says, above only, not beneath. And so we see John verse chapter verse 2, John 5 verse 2, and there's at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called, in the Hebrew tongue, Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of people. Oh, okay, now let me show you. These are different conditions, but then these are conditions that people are stuck in. And beyond the physical side, there's a spiritual side as well. Now, he said impotent folk. Well, number one, impotent folk. Number two, blind. Number three, halt. Number four, withered. Four different types of people that's stuck in these positions, that's the position or condition that need a move of God. He says waiting for the moving of the water or waiting for a move from God. You know, sometimes when we get stuck in these cycles, you know, these cycles can hold you hostage from getting where God wants you to be. It can hold you so locked down that you see no way out. So as we see here, Jesus, I'm going to come back to verse 3, but it says, for an angel went down at a certain season into the pool. Now, a certain season. The thing is about seasons, they come around, they come and go. Sometimes it was not necessarily in national, they're not in the natural order. So we have winter, spring, summer, fall. It may not fall in that same sequence. It may not come in that same cycle. A season may come today. In this year, it may take 2-3 years for that season may come back again, or may take longer. So this is what's crucial in this time that we're in, to be careful of the cycles that we get locked into, and be careful, be mindful about the seasons that we're in. We have to know the time and season that we're in, because if we don't, it can cost us a lot of time that we did not have or don't have. Amen. It will cause us time of progress. It will cause us victories that we can cause victories because we're out of time and out of sequence. We're just out of sync. Amen. So God wants to be on point, on time, in season. Amen. And move with him. Now, the good thing about it, the way God moves, when we're in him and really flowing in him, it doesn't matter in a sense what season it is, because God can, he's the master of the seasons. God can change your season. Matter of fact, he can redeem the time. He can cause the time to come back where you miss some opportunities, you miss some times. God can cause the calendar to turn right around and bring you right back in place as if you never missed it from the first time. Only God can do that. Amen. So he goes on to say, and trouble the water, he seasons in the pool, and trouble the water, whosoever then first and after the troubling of the water step in was made whole or whatsoever disease he had. Amen. So once again, there was a timing, there was a season, and then there was a timing to in order for them to enter in the pool and be blessed, to be healed, to be set free, to be delivered. See, so even when we look at the cycles can be broken in the right season. Cycles can be broken at the right time. The time, God's timing is everything. God's season is everything. Amen. So the right season and time plays a part in these cycles to be broken. Okay, and a certain man was there, and which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, Jesus saw. Because see, there's a way some things look when it's been stuck in a position for so long. For instance, some people's clothes can be so stiff in a certain position, you could tell they've been in that position for a long time. The deformity of the body or breakdown, the sores. Some people who lay in the bed so long, they have bed sores. Certain things let you know that this person has been in this state a long time or this condition a long time. And so as we continue to watch ourselves and be mindful about our lives, we're looking to see these cycles, and we begin to have evidence of being in this state a long time. It begins to wear down on us after a while. It begins to show up in some different ways. It begins to show out, you know, some things that we had a cover looking good. Now we find ourselves being functional users in a bad situation. After a while, they'll begin to tell some, you begin to see some things that begin to stick out. There'll be some reactions that we have to some things that lets the people know there's something just ain't right. There's a certain sound that's going to come out of your mouth that's going to let them know that something not right. Amen. That sound is not familiar. It's a strange sound. Amen. That lets them know something is taking place on the inside of you, or something is happening with you that's causing you not to prosper, that's causing you not to walk in, that's causing you not to be the victorious one that God has called you to be. Remember, you are an overcomer. Amen. You are more than a conqueror. Remember, you were made, and you were beautifully and wonderfully made. Amen. So before God ever, before he even created you, before you came through the mother's womb, he knew you. Success was grateful, was set aside for you. He know the thoughts that he thinks towards you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, but to give you an expected end. God has his plans for you. Your destination is excellence. He's lay some things out for you. So God knows exactly who he has made. God don't make junk. We've heard people say that before. God don't make junk. Amen. So your life is in truly in his hand. He is the father of time. He is the one that has all the control. He has made you in his image and likeness. So because God has made you in his image and likeness, he did not make junk. Come on, church. Amen. Here, glory to God. So this is the time and season that you must break this cycle. The time has come now to break loose. The time has come now to break out. The time has come now to break in. Amen. Sometimes you have to break out of the old and into the new. Amen. Sometimes it's waiting right there for us. The more it bad enough. Matter of fact, ask yourself, how bad do you want it? Sometimes you got to ask yourself, how bad do I want to get out of this situation? How bad do I want to lie dormant, laying stiff on this ground while I'm watching everyone else be blessed? Matter of fact, it's no time for me to hate. It's time for me to get some fire under myself, because I realize that no one else can bless me but God. My God. And the only way my situation is going to change is if I change. See, we must change in order for our situation to change. If you don't change your condition, your condition won't change. If you won't change your condition, your position won't change. See, we have to make the difference. We have to go forth. Glory to God. There's no time to wait on anyone else. There's no time to hate whatever, how God is blessing someone in their season. Glory to God. Let's go back to Psalm 1. Amen. Look, I think we touched there last week. But let's go back to Psalm 1 real quick. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I've seen enough of God being a blessing to other people. They're moving forward, and they're not in the cycle. But then I see some things in my life. I'm like, oh, hold on, God. I got to get this here together. This is just not making sense here. I should be prospering too. Amen. God has no favors when it comes down to that. Amen. God has no respect to person. So if God did it for you, he can do it for me. And matter of fact, I'm not going to hate on you when he do it for you. I'm going to rejoice with you. Amen. Because my turn is next. Glory to God. I'm going to bless the Lord real good for blessing you, but I know my time is coming up next. I don't know about you. If you believe it, say it to yourself right now. My time is coming up next. I have no time to be mad at you but your blessing, but this is my time coming up right next. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I don't know about you, but it comes a time in our life that we got to begin to speak up and speak out. Sometimes the enemy need to hear that you're tired of the old mess, the whole thing over and over again. The enemy needs to hear that you're blessed in the city. You're blessed in the field. You're blessed in your going out. You're blessed in your coming. He need to hear that you're above only and not beneath. Yes, my situation may look like I'm under the rock. It may look like I'm going through. It may look like I'm limited. It may look like I'm shut down. But in my heart of hearts, I know I am above only and not beneath. Matter of fact, I know God has already made a way for my escape. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalm 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. See, amen, we have to be blessed in our going out, our coming. We have to know that we are blessed no matter what's going on around us. See, your blessing from God is not contingent on what other people do, what other people may do. You know what I'm saying? See, I don't care how many people want to sabotage you or want you to be stuck in the cycle, no matter who may not want you to be blessed, you got to know that only God has the power to bring you out. Matter of fact, God has the power to sit you down. See, so we, and as long as we cooperate with God and stay in his will, we'll have whatsoever he says. We'll do whatsoever he said we can do. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. See, I can do all things through him. That means I have to be in him. I have to do it his way. This is not a time for me to do it my own way, to pump up myself. It's the time for me to get myself in him, his will. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 17, in him we live, we move, and we have our being. So in other words, I can't get to my blessed place. I can't come out of my cycle. I can't break the cycle until I get in him. He said, abide in me as I abide in you. As we're abiding in him, he will give us the strength. He will give us the knowledge. He will give us everything that we need to come out blessed, to come out on top. Yes, you cannot look at your temporary moment and make a permanent decision. My God, my God. You can't do it. Don't stop looking at your temporary moment. Stop looking at your temporary situation. Stop looking at your temporary cycle, and stop blaming or receiving a permanent fix on a temporary situation. See, just because it looked like the wilderness, it doesn't mean you're supposed to stay in the wilderness. See, the wilderness was never meant for them to stay 40 years in the wilderness. The wilderness was only meant for 11 or 15 day journey to go through the wilderness. But it ended up stuck there for years. Some of us have made our temporary moments our temporary fix. That's why you find yourself stuck in a cycle. Because at a time you should be getting out, you should come out of that place. Somehow we miss the mark and we get stuck in it. We got turned around. We missed our exit. And see, now the next exit will come up for miles and miles later. So that's extra driving. And so along the way, you know, we're there, we begin kind of get, you know, we kind of miss the point. So we end up going longer. See, if we keep missing our exit, we'll be stuck on a highway going to nowhere. See, we have to make sure that we're on point. Glory to God. If anyone need to call in the number 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, press 1 to get in the cue box. So we have to make our decision according to his word and according to his plan for our life, not according to our temporary moment. See, we have to stop sabotaging ourselves when it comes down to our the temporary moments in our life. Yes. See, remember this. When it rains, rain isn't supposed to last forever. When a storm comes, it's not supposed to last forever. It was not designed. Thank you, Lord. A storm was not designed to last forever. A storm was supposed to come in and go. The thing is, was sometimes, even like as we're traveling, sometimes we're traveling, we you know, there are times where some of us may stop in the storm. Some of us may slow down in the storm. Some may speed up trying to get through. So, but whatever the case may be, what we do in the storm will determine the effect of the storm, how long the storm lasts, and also too, what comes out of the storm, you know, in a sense, you know, because we can come out of the storm blessed if we did according to what we did in the midst of the storm. Like those people who may try to speed up through the storm, which is dangerous because if you can't see ahead of you, you're about to have a crash. And some people who just want to stop and not go at all, well, you're going to prolong the storm. But then there's some people who slow it down and be easy going through, and they take the time as they go through and allow themselves to have, you know, the really kind of watch carefully as they pass through. Their season it won't be prolonged because the whole thing is keep moving. As long as you're moving forward, you're making progress. And then you're not going too fast, but you can't see. Let him that have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church tonight. Some of us are moving too fast in our season. We need to slow it down. Matter of fact, let's go back. Let's get in the storm. Some of us through the storm, we want to zip through the storm and make it and try to hurry and get through it, and that can lead to a crash. Because in the midst of the storm, even though we want to end quickly, but there's some things that can happen in the midst of the storm if we're not paying attention. So pay attention in your storm, your cycle. And as you go through, you will slow it down almost to, you know, almost slow down, you know, really good. But at the same time, still be progressive. Still be in making progressing motion going forward. See, as long as we're going forward, we will get there. We'll come out of it. But don't let the storm cause you to come to a halt. Amen. The enemy doesn't want you to progress. He doesn't want you to have your place in God. He doesn't want you to see God in God the way you ought to be moving. Glory to God. There's some of you the enemy's been trying to stop you for years. Matter of fact, he's been stopping some of us for years because there's certain things he's doing has been a hindrance to us. So we get to a certain point, all of a sudden, he'll knock you off the horse. And you'll be wondering, Lord, why is it? What's up? I know what you say I'm supposed to be doing, but for some reason I can't get there. I don't understand why. See, it's a cycle, cycles that we're in. These cycles are meant to cause us to be defeated. These cycles have been meant, has been sent to hinder and to stop us from entering into our blessed place. These cycles are roadblocks, set up blocks that actually sometimes we set up for ourselves. And we don't know it, but because of the way we respond, the way we react, the way we do things, sometimes we cause blocks to happen, the roadblocks to happen for ourselves. We create sometimes our own roadblocks. We'll put some things in the way or people in the way that will actually cause us to be hindered. Glory to God. All right. So as we come a little further, we understand that the Lord, his desire for us is to prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. So God's design for us is for us to prosper, move forward, rest forward. A gerbil, a hamster, hamster is on the cycle. He's running on that wheel. We're running. I mean, he's moving fast, too. I mean, but guess what? He ain't going nowhere. He's moving fast, but going nowhere. Some of the saints are the same way. Moving fast, but we ain't going nowhere. All right. So he goes on. Verse 2 says, but his delight, his joy is in the Lord, in the law of the Lord. And in his law do he meditate day and night. See, in order for us to get out of this cycle, we have to go to the cycle breaker, which is God. God is able to break any cycle that we are in facing or going through. God is able to set us free and put us on a positive cycle to going forward. If he set us free, so we cannot be afraid to trust God, but yet we expect God to deliver us. Glory to God. He has to be the one to bring us out. We have to do it His way in order for our breakthrough to come out. Glory to God. He says, verse 2 says, in his law, his word, his law, do he meditate, think on day and night. This has been a forgotten art of meditation. We all have to do better with meditation. Meditate on his word day and night. Allowing ourselves to let his word rehearse through our mind and our heart and renew our spirit. We need more meditation. If we don't begin to meditate, we will miss out on the deeper things of God. See, some storms God allowed for us to go through because he knows this storm can provoke us to pray. This storm will provoke us to seek his face. See, some things won't change, some things won't happen until we open up and allow God to do it. When we open up our hearts and allow God to deal with us, now he can bring us out. Now he can set us up and set us forward. But until that time comes, we're limited. Why? Because we're not there yet. This is why somebody could be 20 years old. They could have the opportunity for all the great tools, great things happening. For instance, they could be in position to be successful. But sometimes, because they aren't there yet mentally, when I say that, they're not to that place of really appreciating where they are, they could actually miss it. Now, when you get to a person who has walked for a while, they may be in their 30s and the experience of things, they may embrace that moment so fast. It can cause the head to spin because why? They understand. See, that person who was 30, 31 years old, they may have missed that cycle. They could have been the one who was 20 years old and just kind of blew off, didn't even realize the opportunity they had. But then years later, 10, 11 years later, now they see the value of being in that place that they could have been in. And now they can embrace that moment now at a different age, but also encourage those who need to catch on to what's going on and realize, look, just take this moment while you can. Okay, for example, I know there's some of us who went to college. Some who went to college and they did the first few years, got their bachelor's degree. But then there were some who went to college who actually had a desire to go all the way through to their master's or their doctorate or degree. But because we wanted to get on out of school and experience life, we had enough of high school or grade school, and now we went to college. Okay, look, that's enough of school. We just want to go. But not realizing if we had stick around a little longer, a few more years down the road, we'd sacrifice some time, we could have gotten to our bachelor's, master's, and then on to our doctorate degree. See, those things could happen if we caught on to how important that was, especially at that time. We had the opportunity, we were basically set up to get that early. But now we've gone into life, going into life more, and now we're experiencing life. So now we have to go back, and once we're in life, we have to adjust in life and actually try and get something that we possibly should have had 10, 11 years ago. So what I'm saying is the value of that moment, it means more to that person who's 31 than that person who's 20, because, you know, they realize, man, how much more of a challenge it is to do it at that age. But at the same time, you find more who do it. Why? Because they're mentally in a different place. Their life in life, they're in a different place. See, the one who's 20 years old, they just want to go experience and jump out there into the real world. But the one who's 31 has experienced some things, has realized the value of college and having a college degree, doing things. Not saying that's the only way for someone to be blessed, but in doing what they want to do or desire to do, it was better for them to stay in school and accomplish the work what they wanted to do. So I'm saying that to say this. Sometimes, you know, so after they left that position or they missed that season opportunity, sometimes you don't know how long it takes for that season to come back around. This is why we have to be able to discern. Let me see. Also, too, we have to be able to rightly discern when the season has come. Okay. As we see here, well, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I'll come back to that part there. But let me finish up the season right quick. But he goes on to say, delight the Lord, he will delight in his law. He meditate, and in his law, he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted. Once again, if anyone have any questions or comments, you can dial 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, press 1 to get in the Q-box. Amen. He goes on to say, he shall be like a tree planted. So going back to meditation, as we take time to meditate on his word, think about his word, process his word in the midst of the cycle, you know, in the midst of the challenges going through, we have to discipline ourselves that even in the midst of the cycle, we have to realize without God, without the Lord, we can do nothing. I think that's fair to say. It's truth. Without him, we can do nothing. But with him, we can do all things. So this lets me know I need to change my position in him. When I change my position in him, now I can change them. Now I can move forth in them and go forth and accomplish the greater things. Some things will not change until we change. Some things won't change until we shift. Until we embrace some opportunities, some things just will not change. Glory to God. All right, so that is very important for us. The way we position ourselves will change our condition. Amen. Okay, he goes on to say, he should be like a tree planted by rivers of water that bring forth fruit in the season. See, remember, everyone has a season or has seasons. Your season may not be like mine. Your season might be the season to be alone. Your season might be the season to build new friendship, new networking. Amen. This may be the time and season that where God has to change you. It may not be for those who you're praying for, not then and there, but it mostly be for you, because we are so valuable that if we don't catch on to what's going on, we'll miss our moment. God set us up, amen, to prosper. He says, rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. So we all have a time of harvest to bring forth fruit in our season. There's a time that we all have. So this is why we have to prepare ourselves to be vessels prepared for the master's use. We have to allow him to prepare us. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. He said, you ain't going to dry up, but whatever he have you to do, you shall prosper. Okay, all right. So back to 5. He goes on, verse 3. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folks. All right, impotent. Amen. Let's deal with that. Amen. Some people are impotent. In other words, not potent. In other words, lacking strength. A person who is impotent is lacking power or strength. Unable to perform. Amen. Unable to keep or unable to go forward in the right direction. Okay. Lacking power. Not potent. Lacking power, strength, and vigor. Helpless. Unable to engage. Amen. A person impotent is unable to engage. Amen. And so when we understand this person here, what he is telling about the person's impotent, they were not able to step up to the plate. They weren't able to perform. They were lacking strength and power. They were not able to bring forth. Amen. So that's a good definition of that. Amen. So as we talk about being progressing to power to move forward, we're talking about that. This lets us know that we have to change this position to where we are able to perform. We're able to go forth and do whatever it takes for us to be changed, transformed, changed, to be prosperous, to be stronger than we've ever been before. See, it's up to us to allow the strength of God and the power of God to live in the body within us, lacking power or strength. Okay, lacking power, strength, and vigor. Okay, helpless. Okay, so we see blind. When someone is in a position of being blind, they are able to see. They can't see. Their discernment is off. Unable to notice or judge something. They're not able to make a strong call. They're not able to re-say, if, for instance, what is really what, because of fear of people. Amen. See, God didn't want us to, he don't want us to be in the cycles of defeat or cycles of death, because there's a freedom that we're supposed to walk in. There's a liberty that God has called us to, for where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. See, this is a place of liberty that God has called us to be in. Amen. Sightless, having less than or normal vision, or the more ineffective eyes when the fracture defeats. Let me read that again. Having less than 1/10 of normal vision in the more effective eye when refractive defects are fully corrected by lenses. So when it's fully corrected by lenses, we should have more focus. We should be able to see. And the last one is relating to sightless person, unable or unwillingly to discern or judge. Amen. So it just like we were talking about before, about how with Solomon was so wise that he asked for, he could have had the opportunity to ask for riches forevermore and all this thing and that thing, but he didn't. He asked for wisdom to lead and guide the people, to make the right, to be able to discern what's right. See, we have to begin to respond what God has given us. See, Jesus asked him a question. He said, "Will thou?" He said, "When Jesus." The scripture said, "When Jesus saw that he was in that position for a long time, that he was stuck in that position, he asked him a question. He said, "Will thou be made whole?" Now, how many times have the Lord asked you, asked me, asked us, "Will you be made whole again? Will you come out of this that you're in? Will you be set free? Will you see my glory again? Will you be used by me again? Because sometimes we have lost our place. Sometimes we just simply just need a touch from the Lord. Sometimes we just need to be renewed in strength. Sometimes we just need a new vigor of life. And God knows that we're missing that. He feels our heart. He knows that we desire to be there, but sometimes we just lack the power to get there. We have a desire to get there. We have a desire to want to do something. There's a lot of people who want to do the will of the Lord, but they lack the power, they lack the strength to break the cycle of what they're in, to get out, to go forward. Amen. Sometimes they lack the will to say no. You know how many people on drugs, alcohol, who has these different conditions or addictions? A lot of people want to be free, but they lack the power to say no. They lack the ability to say, no, I'm not going to use it. Because of the grip, the stronghold that cycle has on them, it has them bound up and going through. So until they can get through this situation, until they can break the cycle, they can't experience the freedom, the liberty that God has called them to. This is some of our lives that we have to have the will. The will of a man can cause him to live longer than his body is able to live. A man's will to live can outlive his own body. When his body has given up, his will say, yes, I will live and not die. I will rise up. I will preach the gospel of truth. I will go forth. See, we have to have the will to live. We have to have the will to break loose, to break through. Some of you right now just need to have the willpower. See, you must will to will your way through this situation. You have to will your will to say, yes, I can live. And that's why so he asked him, will thou live again? And his response has been just like everyone else, a lot of people's response. Well, I have no man to pick me up. He didn't ask you for an excuse. He didn't ask you what about other people. He asked you, what do you say about it? See, like I was saying the other night, sometimes we have to say something. We have to say some things. If we don't say some things won't happen. We have to speak life. Listen, that's why God wants you to use your mouth. This is why God asked you the question, because by your mouth, your deliverance will come. Your mouth, your victory will come. By your mouth, the thing will change. And by your mouth, your cycle can be broken. If you speak and believe what you're saying, you begin to take authority over the thing that has authority over you. We have to want to get out of the situation so bad that losing is not an option. Staying here is not an option. Stuck in it is not an option. Hindered is not an option. He said they were impotent. They lacked the power to move. They lacked the power to perform. They couldn't go out there and do it. They couldn't move. Then he had people who were blind. They could not see. They couldn't discern. See, if you're not blind, if you're not able to see, you can't properly discern the season or the time that you're in. Sometimes you won't know the opportunity when it comes because you cannot properly discern or judge. He said there are people who were halt. Some people were just stuck, just stopped, just couldn't move. They're just shocked, stuck, unable to move. Then you have some people who are withered, who believed in the beginning, and then when some things happened in ways, and they took some blows, and after a while, they just drifted away in their faith. They went to the point of giving up. They couldn't hold on anymore because why? Because what they believed didn't come to pass, and they did not, because remember the scripture says, faith cometh by hearing and hear by the word. So if they stop hearing the word, faith stopped coming. That's why no matter what condition that you're in, no matter what cycle you're in, you cannot forsake the word of God. The word of God is what's going to encourage you. It's going to build you. to come out of your situation. Matter of fact, the word of God is going to be your sustaining power while you're in the situation. You cannot come out until the word comes in. You won't break out until the word breaks in. You won't stand up till the word stands up in you. Then, and only then, will you find the master. You will find within you the power to overcome. You will find up in you the power to break out. You will find in you the power to go forward and not stay stuck. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're going to stop right there. But glory to God. There's anyone right now. I'm going to stand and pray along with you, pray and stand with you and for you, that you will break loose out of the cycle that you're in, that you will break forth into a new beginning. You'll break forth into going forward, and you begin to speak some things and rejoice some things, amen, and begin to call some things to be so as to be so as they weren't. They weren't before, but you begin to speak, call those things to be not as though they were. Amen. So, Father, thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for breaking every cycle that has your people bound, that has them in a place, Lord God. Build them up with your word as they take your word and receive your word, they hear your word, they grow in thy word. Strengthen them, Lord God. Cause them to walk in power. Cause them to walk in demonstration. Cause them to walk in the manifestation of your presence, O God. Cause them to take charge. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for building them up for such a time as this, Lord God, that as they embrace your word tonight, let your word take a bearing on their hearts, O God. Break every cycle of defeat tonight and cause them, give them the strength to move forward. In Jesus' name. No longer bound by what happened in the past. No longer bound by former conditions or former states. No longer bound because of opinions of people. No longer bound of what people want to happen. But they will stand their ground, Lord God, to do exactly what you called them to do and be who you called them to be. They are successful. They are strengthened. They are mighty in your sight. The enemy is literally afraid of them because of who they are and who they are becoming to be. Thank you, Lord God, for bringing them into a new place in you, Lord God, that no longer will they look at the past, but they will embrace their now and walk into their future. So we thank you, Lord, in advance. Thank you for causing them to be stirred. As the water is being stirred, thank you for preparing their hearts, O God, as they go forth no longer. As they go forth, O God, they will break away out of being impotent. They will break away from being halt. They will break away from being blind. They will break away from being halt. They will break away from being withered. And be able to walk into the next move of God that will cause them to advance forward and be set free. So, Father, thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you all the praise, give you all the honor and glory. It's in your Son, Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 If there's anyone at this time, amen, the floor is open. Amen. If there's anyone who needs prayer or anything.
You got one.
Okay. Go ahead for it. Amen.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you loud and clear.
Hello. Excuse me. Hello. This is Sister Gloria.
Hey. God bless you, Sister Gloria.
All right. God bless you all. God bless you and everyone else on the line. This was a... excuse me. A needed message, so important to, I know to me, and I'm sure many others that have heard it, so important. It's like life changing and freeing, no longer bound, and I like how when you listed the blind, the halt, all the four things that you mentioned about the people that gathered around the pool there this is a priceless message, and I thank you and I thank God for it. How do I get a copy of it?
I will put one in your inbox, inbox me, and I will send a copy after we get off. Once I pull it back up within like 30 minutes or so afterwards, I should have it by that time, and I should be able to circulate it for you. Put it in your inbox for you so you can listen to it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I didn't hear the first part of it, the title. What was the title of the message?
This here is Breaking Cycles of Defeat. Breaking Cycles of Defeat. The first one last week was Breaking Cycles of Defeat, overcoming failure and defeat and failure. And tonight, part two is talking about being empowered to move forward.
Awesome.
So I just hey man, so I'll send you the other one too, so you can listen to the first one too. I'm pretty sure it'll be good as well. So
okay,
amen.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, so I need to send you contact you through Messenger.
Yes, you can contact me through Messenger. That way I'll have everything. I'll be able to post it right to it. That's
okay, under Eagle's Wings, that one.
Either page, whichever one, or either one of my two pages, or Marcus Dupree, or Marcus D. Dupree, or Eagle's Wings, whichever one.
Okay, all
you'll
right,
find.
Thank you. All right.
You're welcome, and thank you for coming on. We appreciate you. God bless you.
Okay, God bless you all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So, amen, at this time, if there's anyone else, this time is now, to come forward. If we have anyone else to need prayer or anything else, come forward. Amen. Amen. Okay, well, while we wait to see if anyone come on, we just want to encourage you to, we need salvation. Now we need salvation or rededication. The line is also open for you for that as well. Amen. And for anyone who needs salvation, just repeat this after me. Lord, forgive me for my sins. I believe that Jesus died and rose for me. I'm a sinner, and I need to be saved. I open my heart to you, Lord, and I ask you to come in. Heal me, redeem me, set me free. I want to be healed. I want to be brand new. I want to be a new creation. I believe and I receive Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Sit on the throne of my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. And for someone who needs to rededicate your life, Lord, forgive me for going astray. Bring me back to the place of understanding, to where I need to be saved. I need to be redeemed. I need to be redeemed. Back to right fellowship. I surrender now. I give you my all. I turn from my wicked ways. I turn from my way, and I receive your way. Redeem me, Lord God, back into right fellowship with you. I need you, and I believe and I receive now my new place, a renewed place in fellowship with you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And I just want to encourage everyone who can, be a blessing tonight if you can. Sow a seed, amen. We want you to go to PayPal, amen. And the PayPal address is eagleswingsim@yahoo.com. eagleswingsim@yahoo.com. Amen. That's our PayPal address. Amen. And you can find us there. Be a blessing, soul seed. Amen. Since you've received the word tonight, that you can continue to be blessed by what you receive. Amen. There's no charge for it, but hey, amen. But just be a blessing, sow a seed, amen, to the anointing tonight. So glory to God. So at this time, we'll get ready to release the line. There's no others else on. We thank God for each and every one who came on tonight. Catch us next week for part three. Amen. We're going to go into those four areas a little bit deeper next week, so follow us, you know, as we go in. Amen. We'll get into it. It's going to be very interesting. So let us pray. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for this time tonight. Thank you for your word. Thank you for being for causing us to be blessed in our going and our coming forth in Jesus' name, in the city, in the field. Every which way we can be a blessing, we be blessed, Lord God. We thank you. We receive it to be so. Lord God, demonstrate your purpose, your plan, your power in our lives, Lord God, that we will no longer operate in cycles of defeat, but we shall walk strong and move forward in victory. And it's because we have the power to do it because of your blood. Thank you, Lord God, for the power to move forward that you've given to us, and success is in our hand. So, Father, we thank you right now. No longer looking back with disgust, but we shall be encouraged and know you brought us a mighty long way. So, Father, we give you all the praise, give you honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And thank God for each and every one. Thank God for the station and those who have been blessing to us with this station to be on tonight. And thank you. God bless you all. And we'll see you all next week. Thank you. Amen. God bless you. My life.
that home shell. I be afraid, and that's why I pray them for His amazing grace. I take time out every day and sing, worthy is He. Hallelujah. About it sometimes. He's worthy. Sometimes you've been my mother when mother was gone, and you are so worthy. I think about it, just one lifetime of living your life.